In the United Kingdom, they can work, pay taxes and serve in the military. Now 16 and 17-year-olds might be able to vote in the next general election. These students are cautiously optimistic about the decision.
I'm happy about it because it's always really annoying watching like older people vote, and then but there's not realistically it's not going to affect them, it's going to affect our futures. So yeah, I'm happy about it, but there is like that small worry about like people who are just going to like take their parents' opinions.
The move fulfills a campaign pledge by the Labour government and brings the whole of the United Kingdom in line with Scotland and Wales, who have already made the change. Some Conservative critics have questioned whether young people should be able to vote when they aren't deemed old enough to get married or stand for election. But specialists say teens are well informed.
We know from where other countries where this is introduced is that actually 16, 17-year-olds are making decisions of an equal quality to older voters.
Young people have also expressed concern about misinformation on social media.
I think it's definitely a problem. Like, I know lots of people who are really very impressionable, but I think it is a small minority of people that will actually get affected by far right or far left social media.
The government announced the proposal on Thursday as part of a sweeping reform to the democratic system. It will also include extending acceptable forms of ID, improving postal votes and clamping down on rules on political donations. But first, it will have to be scrutinised by Parliament.